Thank you. Anyone else on section 3? No. Okay, very well. Thank you very much for all your comments. It seems to me that we don't have fundamental problems on this section, which is normal after all, because it's mainly based on previous language, indeed. Still, we heard many proposals for redrafting, reformulating the different paragraphs. And I think clearly there are two schools here. There is one group of delegations preferring to stick with agreed language to the word without any change. And there are delegations that have proposed additional language or a new formulation for some of the paragraphs. So clearly we will need to reflect carefully on that. As far as I'm concerned, I've been in the UN system for long enough to know the importance of agreed language. And I value that because, as some of you have said, this agreed language is the result of sometimes very long discussion, negotiations. It represents consensus, which was sometimes painfully arrived at. So I certainly respect that. This being said, sometimes that consensus was reached in a particular context. And sometimes when we are then in a different context, it is possible to improve the consensus, but of course on the condition that everybody agrees to do so, obviously. So in other words, if we can agree collectively on some improvement of the language previously agreed, I don't see why we shouldn't do that. And then perhaps an additional consideration is that when consensus will sort of emerge progressively on the text here, and I'm aware this is not yet the case, but hopefully one day we'll be closer to consensus on a text. There will be, of course, the need to ensure coherence and consistency throughout the text. So just an example, if we decide we need to keep laws as you know, the concept, as several of you have said, then obviously we need to do it through the text. If we would decide that maybe we can go for another formulation, well, the same thing, then we will need to be consistent through the text. So that's just a small remark. Good. With that, I suggest we move to section 4, human-machine interaction. And here, what we've tried to do is to develop a little bit more in detail the concept of human control, of human-machine interaction, to give it a little bit more flesh, more substance, And we've done that through both using Agrid language, or let's say, perhaps not quoting it exactly, but using it. And also some proposals from written contributions that we received. So there is, let's say, a mix of existing language and new language. And I'm sure some of you who are experts in identifying where this language comes from will be able to tell you that. So with that short introduction, I open the floor on section 4, human-machine interaction. And I recognize Cuba, you have the floor.